clear-eyed assessment of NATO's own engagement in Afghanistan.
NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg, his remarks coming after he chaired a meeting today of NATO envoys to discuss the security implications of the Taliban sweeping victory.
Despite our considerable investment and sacrifice over two decades, the collapse was swift and sudden.
Mr. Stoltenberg recognized the dilemma that has been unable to produce victory for the U.S., its allies, or the Afghani people for nearly 20 years.
We were faced with a serious dilemma. Either leave and risk seeing the Taliban regain control, or stay and risk renewed attacks and an open-ended combat mission.
He blamed the swift collapse of Afghanistan on the failure of the country's leadership.
Why didn't the forces we trained and equipped and supported over so many years, why were they not able to stand up against Taliban in a stronger and better way than they did?
The United States is hoping to get between 5,000 and 9,000 evacuees out of Afghanistan per day between now and August 31st. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby held a press conference earlier today giving totals that may be upwards of 100,000 people, Americans and Afghanis included. He was asked, how confident is he that this can be accomplished?
But what we're confident is that we're going to maximize capacity to the degree that we can. And that at max capacity, as the general said, given what could be more than two dozen sorties per day, you could get to 5,000 to 9,000 people out per day.
This is VOA News. With the U.S. military drawdown in Afghanistan.